This call is being recorded.
Find yourself now in the astral space. There in the room, wherever you are, be aware of your physical body. Your physical body as being real, but not your a part of you or not all of you. It is simply a part of you or a vessel that you are using at this time. And see it that way, as separate from yourself, yet connected. And now in your astral form, and make your astral form anything that you want it to be. Make it look like yourself, or possibly a younger version of yourself, if you'd like. Anything that would make your astral body feel more and more real to you. Give it some reality as much as you can. And then in that astral body, find yourself now hovering above the ocean. Whether it's the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean or wherever that might be, a large body of water. And as you're looking down, notice the sunlit sky that is all around you with clouds, but the sun is shining through the clouds down onto the ocean water, reflecting on the ocean. And as you look down, you see a small rowboat that is rocking on the waves. And you begin to move down in your astral body, begin to move down into that boat. And as you feel your feet touch the boat, you feel the rocking of the waves. And then the waves start getting stronger, and you begin to see white caps on the waves, and the boat is rocking more and more, and you're rocking in it. And as you look out across the surface of the ocean, you see a solitary figure, myself, coming toward you, walking upon the surface of the water. You have no fear whatsoever, even though the boat is rocking harder and stronger on these waves that are picking up. You simply think within your mind now, peace be still. Peace be still. Suddenly the winds begin to dissipate, the waves begin to slow. And the surface of the ocean becomes smooth and glass-like. And there's no more rocking of the boat. You see me continuing to move towards you and beckoning to you to come forth. You step out of the boat and begin to walk upon the surface of the water as well. And the surface of the water is so perfectly still as a glass surface. Just as your mind now is a glass surface. Perfect stillness. Perfect oneness with the water. The consciousness of the water. And as you reach close to me, I reach out my arms to you. You reach out yours, and we come together and clasp hands and arms with a tremendous hug. A hug that says, I have missed you. I have missed being with you. You feel the love coming from myself. The love that is pouring out of you as well. And the tears may be falling. Because it is a remembrance of our togetherness, of our oneness, of our family, a remembrance of the times when we were together in physical form, how we shared many experiences. Both you and I, and many of our family. Here we are again now, today, in this moment, coming together again as one family together. Everyone now, rise with me. Rise above the ocean. See the ocean falling beyond, below you. Moving up into the beautiful sunlit sky, through the clouds that are parting now as we move through them. Higher and higher, up above the Earth's atmosphere, till we can then turn back and look back down at the Earth and your physical body way down there. Get that sense of being connected to your physical form, but not being your physical form. Being connected to the earth, but not of the earth. And then turn your gaze up and look up into the heavens, up into the solar system. Become aware of all the planets in the solar system. Then look beyond the planets to the sun, solar sun. Through that, through the gateway, let your vision pierce through the gateway of the sun, out into the galaxy. Become aware of all of the solar systems in the galaxy, in this galaxy, all of the central suns of all of the solar systems, then the central sun of this galaxy. Let your gaze, your vision, pierce through that as well, through that gateway. And on out into the many galaxies beyond, and all of the solar systems within all of those galaxies, and all of the galaxy central suns. And through all of those central suns to the final central sun of the universe itself. See the central sun of the universe as a ball, a huge ball of energy, of light, of love, of oneness, of connectedness, the source itself, the universe, source energy that we are all made from. See that source of energy now, bubbling up, creating bubbles of energy from this source. And one of those particular bubbles shoots out with a force of energy so strong, so powerful, that it pierces now out through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies as a pulse of energy, a beam of energy, all the way down through the central sun of this galaxy, all of the planets, the solar system, all of the ships that are out here. And down to the earth as a beam of energy, a pulse of energy that goes all the way down through your physical body, down through your feet, into the earth, down to the core of the earth. See it as an electric blue light, or if you prefer, a white light. Then shooting back up from the core of the earth, back up all the way back to the central sun of the universe. So your physical body and your astral and your etheric bodies and your mental all have this pulse of energy, this column of energy, pillar of light, shooting through you. You as the anchor of this energy, anchoring it from above and anchoring it from below as well, being the midpoint, the zero point for these energies. Then out from all of you, this energy pouring out across the planet. See it as a wave of energy. Tsunami of love. It moves across, and as it continues to move across the planet, it continues to gain momentum. And unlike a tsunami that eventually loses its momentum and dissipates, this tsunami, this wave continues to gain more and more energy, more and more life along the way. And every life form that it connects with, it builds more energy, more love, adding to the wave. Your life force, all of the life force here on the planet, adding to this wave, spreading across the entire planet until the entire planet has been engulfed by this wave of energy. This wave of energy turns into a giant violet flame. Violet and gold and blue flame, the trifold flame. You can either see it as a wave of energy that has engulfed the planet, or you can see it as a flame that has engulfed the planet. Whatever works better for you. See consciousness shifting and changing everywhere. Raising, vibration rising. Frequency vibration rising. And the old third dimensional programming just being washed away. The all three-dimensional creation even being washed away, replaced by the new creations of the fourth and fifth dimension and higher. Because everyone in the moment, you are now creating the new world, the new golden age of Gaia. You are the creator. Just as you created the illusion of the third dimension here, you know, everything that it was in that illusion, all of the experiences, all of the creations, so too now do you create anew in this new golden age and these new higher vibrations. Creating new buildings that are of higher vibration, creating new landscapes, new vehicles for travel. Cities, not like the cities of now, the cities, the new cities of your creation. It's your world. You create it any way that you want. Always remember, it is being created at the new vibrational frequencies. So it can only be creations of love, of oneness. Welcome to your new world, to your new life, to the new higher consciousness. Let yourselves now begin to drift back from this picture of this new world, this new creation, knowing that it is your creation. You can return to it any time that you want. When you return to it, you can change the creation any time that you want. It is as if you have a blank easel in front of you. You can paint anything of your desires in that picture, which then becomes your reality. Let yourselves drift back now, back toward your physical body. Come back into your physical body, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Yeshua. And I come now at this time, in this moment of peace, of oneness, your Christmas season, your holiday season, not coming because this was my time of birth. You're not celebrating my birth those 2,000 years ago. You are celebrating the birth of the Christ consciousness within all. Whether it is this time of year or another time of the year, whenever it is all about a celebration of the light, a celebration of love, of higher consciousness here on the planet, of bringing the Christ consciousness down to this planet, anchoring it here, holding it here, and then spreading it with good cheer amongst all of your brothers and sisters. That all of your brothers and sisters across the planet, whether it is this day or your 25th of December or in the spring of each year, whatever it is, can celebrate the rising of the Christ energy amongst all of you and within all of you. The birth of the Christ. Not my birth. I wasn't even born at this time of your year. As many of you have now become aware, I was born in the springtime. in the time of new energies coming forth, the perfect time for the Christ to be born amongst the spring, amongst the new growth everywhere. Many of you are aware of why your 25th of December was chosen as the birthday of myself. And I am not going to go into that, but only that the Christ energy, that is what it is. It is an energy. It is not a being. It is a title, yes, that can be taken on. It is the energy, source energy, that comes into all who are ready for it, all who call to it. And all of you are calling for this energy, especially at this time of the year. Because at this time of the year, what is this about among many of you? It is about giving. It is about giving forth your light, your energy, your love, whether it is in gifts or whether it is simply sharing the energy in however way you can do it, sharing the light, bringing peace to the planet and goodwill to all men and women of the planet, raising consciousness everywhere. And consciousness is raising, my friends, everywhere. People are waking up everywhere. Yes, there are many who still find themselves in a deep slumber, but they do not even know that they are yet asleep. They think this is the only reality, a reality that they have been programmed into believing. But those of you who have awakened, you are the ones that are reaching out and sharing with your brothers and sisters whenever you have the opportunity. And those opportunities do arise. And there are those times, as you spoke of earlier in your discussion, where the energies can either exacerbate either into higher vibrations or lower vibrations. But the energies do bring out whatever is within you in the moment that needs to be looked at and worked on. You call it tests. You are being tested. You are not being tested. Not by us. Not by the Creator. You are only being tested by yourselves, within yourselves. It is in your perception that there is a test here. And whether you pass it or fail it, there is no passing or failing. There just is, in the moment, working with these energies and allowing these energies to bring you up whenever you can. Finding that neutral state within you. And when you find that neutral state, it matters not how strong the energies are. For remaining in neutral, you will remain in the moment. And the source energy within you will come forward and speak loudly. You will find yourself then in your power, in the power of love within you. And that is what will speak forward. just as I spoke with the power of love coming through me when I overturned those tables. But it was in righteousness, it was in love, not in anger. It may have appeared to be anger to those around, and many have taken what occurred in those moments and have changed it into whatever would work for them to bring control into the situation. It was not in anger. It was always in love, always in oneness. That is what you are all here to do in this time of the year, in this season. To continue to hold that light, hold that love within you. Raise that Christ consciousness within you and let it come forward and spring out into so many more lights to share with all around you. Literally see yourself as the light. See the light flowing from you, shooting out from you, and touching your brothers and sisters around you, and see them then taking that light in, and making it their own. And if there is one who requires some healing sustenance, be that light bringing that healing to them. But you must see the health within that one, not the sickness, not the disease, not the crippledness, not the blindness. See them in perfect health. Then they will begin to manifest that perfect health. Find yourselves now in this time of the season and in the coming new year. Find yourselves as much as you can being the bearers of light, being the ones who go forward, the way showers, the forerunners, bringing the light to all who are ready for it, helping more and more to awaken from that slumber. You can do it, and it is only you that can do it. I am Yeshua, and I leave you at this time in peace and love and oneness to take you through the rest of this year, the end of this year, and into the glorious next year that is fast approaching now as the new dawn approaches. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, standing by. And we are ready to continue to rock and roll. And we are getting ready for this New Year's Eve celebration. And speaking of rocking and rolling, get ready for that. Because yours truly the one you call the funny one, we call the stand-up here. He is going to be bringing in the new year with you. And he may even have a drink or two through this one, James, here, kind of imbibing through this one rather than directly, if you understand what we say here. We are ready for your questions, if there are any. Would you have questions? You can now unmute your phones, and we are ready to go here.
Yes, Catherine is here. Yes, Catherine is here. May I speak?
Yes, you are already doing so.
All right. Woof, woof. So, something well, most of we consider it that there seems to be a spirit walking the land here where I live in Cuesta, New Mexico. And she is in appears as an indigenous female. And she showed herself to me a number of years past. And a neighbor who is walking the light path has seen her as me, or a version of me. So, I was out in the yard this summer cutting down some grass with some hedge clippers in the driveway, and he was driving away. So, he lives right behind here in a small compound on this property. And so, I was clipping, and so when he looked over to me, over at me, he noticed that it wasn't me, but a woman with black long braids. And that is one of the features of this female spirit that seems to be here. And I've often wondered if I might have some relationship with her, and that my friend may have a relationship with her as well, but she did appear to me first. And if there's anything that I can do to support her journey, if she happens to be earthbound and she needs to move on, or that she's chosen to be here for a reason and a purpose. And if I could assist her by in knowing that reason, or having hinted that reason of purpose, that I could assist her in some way in her journey. Can you provide me with information and support with that, please?
Yes, we can. This is an example of what has been coming for some time, more and more, and will occur to more and more of you, where this blending effect between the dimensions is going to become more and more prevalent, and the connections with those of your multidimensional selves are also going to become more and more prevalent and prominent to you. And this is what is occurring. You certainly have connection with this one that is showing up now in your experience. And she is there to assist you in continuing on and with what is coming for you in the times ahead. And there is also connection in that particular area where you live as well, where this one has a connection there with this, just as you do. So, and again, we put this out not only to you who asked this question, but to many out there that are beginning to experience this and are going to experience this even more and more as these energies continue to ramp up and the veil, the illusionary veil, we will say, because it is really not there, but it is still there according to your perception of your three-dimensional perception here. But that particular veil is continuing to fade away more and more because your programming is fading away more and more as these energies continue to ramp up. And that is what is going to continue to happen here. Shoshana, you have something you add here?
Yes, we can share. May we offer our perspective to you, dear sister?
Yes, of course, dear one.
As we tune into this one that you are experiencing, find a deep connection. And we find that she is solemn. She is not wishing for you to assist her. She does not need that. She is here to assist you. And others that see her, she has shown herself in hopes that you will connect with her on a more consistent basis. She has much to show you. She has much to tell you, if you can tune into this. She, as a Native American female, she has much in common with you as she sees the world as you do. If you can understand what we are saying. So please offer the connection to her as she will show you many things. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here? Any other questions? No? Then if there are no other questions, then we are through for the time here. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to impart as ending wisdom here for this time?
You are going to save our message for the New Year's call.
Yes, wonderful. We are going to have a good time New Year's Eve, are we not?
Yes.
Yes. We are gearing up for this. I hope you are all gearing up not only for this particular call, but for this next year, all of you. It is going to be quite a ride, especially for those who are in that awakened state already. Not so much maybe for those who are still asleep, because it will be an awakening for many of them throughout this next year here. But more of this to come on the New Year's Eve celebration. And with that, we will, what you call, sign off. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.